Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The number again, 800-259-9231. Earlier this week, we told you about the situation in Washington, D.C., where they shut down a terminal of their subway and inconvenienced thousands of travelers. People were waiting in lines, hundreds of people long, for a significant period of time as they shut down a terminal to bring out the bomb squad and investigate a trash can because someone had seen something blinking in there. Turns out it was a Christmas ornament. And so just yet another example of these government guys who are supposedly out there to keep you safe, just showing how they overreact to everything that is thrown at them. It's very reminiscent of the old light bright board situation from Boston where Zebler and his partner put up the promotional light bright boards with the Moon Knight characters on them, and the entire Boston PD shut down a swath of the city to investigate that. And, of course, it turns out it was completely harmless. So there's just been instance after instance of this stuff happening, and it's pretty ludicrous when it transpires. And so right on the heels of that news, as though they were just waiting for this something like that to happen, Reuters is reporting that Washington subway police are beginning random bag checks. That's right. The same stuff that's been happening in New York City now for a couple of years and recently started a few months ago in Philadelphia in their subway as well is now expanding to Washington, D.C. And
they said this was going to happen. I mean, people on the news have said that this was going to spread. And obviously, New York's not the only place with subway stations. You know, it was going to happen.
People are going to put up with it. They're not going to hide it. They're not going to raise a stink when someone tries to check.
What do you do about the TSA? What do you do?
Well, if a lot of people were saying no, that this violates my rights, then it might get actually, you know, it's people allowing it to happen. Let's it keep happening. And
a lot of people are saying that they're not. Domestic air travel is down more than 30%. A lot of people have said no, I'm not going to do it, and it doesn't stop them.
Well, no, but I'm also talking about people that challenge them when it happens, saying, no, I'm not going to let you check my bag, and I'm still going to go on the subway because I haven't done anything to warrant a search. You know,
they're not going to let you get on the subway.
Tase you. assuming you survive the experience, we'll talk about you on Free Talk Live.
They will, but that's the point, because not very many people do challenge it. But if a lot of people were challenging it, then it wouldn't be, then it wouldn't fly so easily. But these false scares, the blinking thing and the garbage can, even though it's a false scare, I'm sure that riles everyone up and gets, there's a big, big scare happens and everyone freaks out a little bit, and then it makes them a little more ready for something like this.
Yeah. So officers will start random bag inspections on the sprawling Washington subway system, according to the Metro Transit Police, a week after a man was arrested for making bomb threats to the rail system. Now, bomb threats have been around for a long time. I remember when I was going to schools, there was always the chance that some kid could go to a payphone and call in a bomb threat to the school, and then everybody'd have to evacuate from their classes. Bomb threats are not something that's new to America, but subway searches are certainly new.
You know, and it's, you know, they'll say, you know, that we have to do this. This is the kind of thing we have to do. But, you know, the terrorists after the, Yemen bomb situation where they said that there was these bombs and toner things and printers flying out of Yemen. And I guess it turns out that there weren't, or they didn't go off or something like that. The plane didn't blow up, whatever the situation was. They said that the terrorist people, they said that they put a couple of thousand dollars into this plan, and they got billions and billions and billions of dollars expended by Western nations in return. That this is the death of a thousand cuts. And how much did the bomb, the bomb scare guy, put into it? A few minutes of his time.
A phone call, apparently.
A few minutes of his time, and now here's millions of dollars are going to be spent scouring the Washington subway for somebody who's going to put a bomb someplace or something.
Right. Well, they're really going to be scouring for drugs because as they search through people, they're not going to exactly let you. If you've got a bag of marijuana in your coat pocket, they're not going to let you continue on with that. They'll arrest you for it. And so, really, it's just an excuse to increase the police state. And, Dale, while I agree with you that more people should say no, in New York City, if you say no, they don't let you get on the subway. You can turn around and walk away in New York, and I don't know how they're going to do it in D.C., but you can turn around and walk away, is my understanding, and then try a different subway terminal. And maybe
I agree. It's too little, too late now.
Right.
I'm saying the reason the climate has been allowed to get that way because when stuff starts like this starts happening, they didn't. A lot of people make a stink about it and say, no, I'm not going to do that. And if it became a huge issue every time they tried to ask someone to search their bags, or not every time, but even just a lot. If they knew, like, well, I'm going to ask this person to search their bags, and they're going to make a huge scene, and I'm going to call more officers over, and all this, that kind of thing had that. The climate wouldn't have matured to where it is now, I think, if people were doing that.
So I think that there's some truth to what you're saying. I think that if the TSA's enhanced screening procedures get rolled back to some extent, it's going to be because TSA agents don't like getting called pedophiles, perverts, jerks, all the things that they're getting called while they're patting people down, while they're fully cupping women's breasts, grabbing men by their junk, and doing all the stuff that they're doing there. It's because they don't want to get called names. So I think that you have to do as much as you can do without being, you got to go about your daily life, but I think that, the best thing you can do is just tell these people, look, what you're doing is silly. This is the way you make a living? You make a living by grabbing people's crotches?
Metro Rail said in a statement, there is no specific or credible threat to the system at this time. Passengers who refuse to have their bags inspected will be denied entry into the subway system. The police chief said in a statement that the program will increase visible methods of protecting our passengers and employees while minimizing inconvenience to riders.
Right. Invisible. They want to create the visible stuff. They don't want to do the stuff that works.
The security
theater. They want to do the stuff that's seen.
The decision to launch the new security check, similar to programs in New York and Boston, apparently it's happening there too, comes after two people were arrested in recent months, accused separately of threatening to explode bombs in the Washington subway system. Their metro system contains a Virginia man was arrested last week for allegedly making threats, and then 2 months earlier, another Virginia man was arrested in a sting operation, accused of trying to help who he thought were Al-Qaeda militants bomb metro rail stations. U.S. security officials have been increasingly worried about terrorism plots being launched in the United States, particularly by individuals who have no direct affiliation with militant groups and sympathize with their causes and have adopted their ideologies. So be afraid. Be very afraid, Americans. But don't worry. We're here to keep you safe. Boy, thank goodness we've got the government around to look out for us. What would we do without them? Well, of course, if we didn't have them, then there would likely not be anybody trying to bomb the metro rail system because, well, typically the people that are looking to do explosions on innocent people are those who are looking for some kind of vengeance for what has happened to them or their family over in the Middle East. That tends to be where these things come from. And if it's not somebody like that, then it's usually some angry white guy who is, pissed off about taxes or upset because, he's to the breaking point. His business has been regulated too much, or he's had his business destroyed by the government and is nothing else to live for. Maybe he's had his house stolen from him. Who knows? That's the other kind of scenario where, again, it's the government that creates these situations.
That's who their beef is with. And they take it out on, people, regular people, but yeah, their beef is always with the government. That's where all these conflicts come from.
Yeah, and you're right on, Dale, in that it has gotten to this point because people accept it. Because all in all, most people are docile and obedient and will go along to get along. And the we started to lose this little race, if you will, toward tyranny, when everybody started accepting the first regulations, whatever those were, however many dozens of or decades ago, when some government bureaucrats passed the first regulation on a business, and business people said, okay, we can do that. And then they said okay to every other one of the hundreds and then thousands of regulations that were passed after that. And
I think that was centuries ago.
And here we are now, with an unending amount of government bureaucracy and no shortage of regulations and controls on our lives. Where do you go from here? It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Many people consume foods fortified with B vitamins, but the typical American diet, high in processed, cooked, and microwavable foods, gives us only a fraction of the B vitamins that we need for good health. Vitamin B12, for example, helps your body convert food and carbohydrates into energy. People don't get enough B12, but when they do get vitamin B12, they can feel energetic almost immediately. I have recommended an amazing product to my clients that gives them the needed vitamins and nutrients in a simple and delicious juice. The product is called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice, and it's from a company called Genesis Today. It tastes fantastic, and it delivers 50% or more of several important B vitamins, plus 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin B12. Try it today. I know that you'll like it, and I know that you'll feel the benefits of a properly and well-nourished body.
To learn more about Living Healthy Naturally and Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and Super Target locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, Zenfacs, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And Delbert is here, by the way, courtesy of anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there to his website and enjoy some of his cartoon work, occasional blog posts, and sad video. I don't know if you posted your video today on your website.
I didn't post it on my blog, no. But it didn't seem relevant to
sad.
My Anarchy in Your Head fans.
It was up on your YouTube channel, though, which...
Yeah.
That's personal.
That's on my personal YouTube, which I guess you're subscribed to.
I am, because I saw the your rat is dying.
Yeah, he's very old, and he's paralyzed the same way his brother was before his brother. I actually put his brother to sleep myself because he was really
How did
miserable.
You do that?
Oh, God. I looked up something on the internet because they basically, there's a lot of horror stories about having rodents put to sleep at the vet, and they don't
horror
do
stories.
It. They don't, well, that they don't do it in a humane manner.
Really?
Yeah. And so I looked up something on the internet about how to do that in a humane manner, and it was, you know, widely regarded as the most humane way to do it, which is basically to put them in an enclosed space, a comfortable, very comfortable, of course, make them comfortable, and put them in this enclosed space with a plastic tube going in, and basically you increase the carbon dioxide level, and they pass out, and then eventually, and then die.
Oh. And what do you
they use? They fall asleep and then die. So.
What do you use to increase the carbon?
Baking soda and vinegar, I believe it was.
So you like shake it up in a, you put it in a little bottle and hook the tube up to it?
What you do is you like put, there's a certain measurement that tells you the measurements and everything. If you look this up, you'll get the details. Don't do it based on how I'm saying.
Right. How do you look it up? Like how to kill a rat or?
Something like that.
How
I mean,
to,
it's,
how to
it's
humanely
like,
kill a
or
rat?
Or euthanasia,
yeah.
Rodent euthanasia or something like that. Or small animal euthanasia, I think it's called.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, they usually refer to them as small animals.
Yeah, could be maybe even up to like a ferret or something, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'd look it up. You know, look it up, and check for yourself, and research it yourself. I don't want to sound like I'm endorsing anything. Yeah. But basically, the plastic tube going from I had a Ziploc bag that I zipped shut. I had baking soda in the bottom, a certain measurement of that, like a couple cups of vinegar in a measuring cup inside there.
Right.
And that is, you can, through the bag, you can tip it over into the baking soda and mix it up, and it starts to produce bubbles, and that's carbon dioxide, and goes into the tube. And they're saying, you know, you want to check to see if the smell bothers your animal, because you don't want to freak them out, that's the whole point.
Sure.
You want them calm and everything. And they're saying that generally rats tend to like the smell of vinegar, so...
So it worked out.
It's not something that would freak them out, and it didn't seem to bother Winks, so...
How long did it take?
It took longer than I expected, based on what I read. So I'm not sure I did it exactly right, but
hours, minutes?
No, not hour, but you know, 20 minutes.
That's longer than it took to put my cat, Senor Grouchy Pants, to sleep.
With a cat, they could just give a cat an injection, and you know.
Right, they gave it to him. It took more than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can give them an injection. If they don't use, they need to use gas. If you go to a vet, ask them if they use gas, and make sure that you can witness it, is what I've heard. If they don't want you in there for it, they're not going to do it humanely.
Bad sign, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they crush their head or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And I've heard horrible things. But if they just stick them with a needle... That's like being stabbed with a sword to a small
little
animal.
Thing.
If you're talking about a rat or something, then they have to do it in their heart. So if they're going to give a rat an injection, they're going to do it right into their heart with a hypodermic it's like being stabbed with a huge sword for a little animal. So
then I guess after the 20 minutes, just basically you could tell he could just stop breathing. Is that pretty much what happens?
Yeah, he stops breathing after a while. That was really rough. Doing that myself, I hadn't been that much of a basket case. You should ask my roommate, you know, how pathetic I was that night. It was really...
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Dale. It's useful information. You learn something new every night.
Now, Lemmy, he's just gotten really lethargic, and he's gotten paralyzed from the waist down. Mm. Almost paralyzed. He can barely move his back legs and stuff. And that happened fairly rapidly recently. It seems like it's happened faster than it did with Winx. It took me a while to know that it was happening with Winx. And so
we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. I mean, I don't want to turn the show into a bunch of how I killed my pet stories, but I just thought it was sad, and I felt like it deserved to be mentioned. 800-259-9231.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community with people that you know, businesses that you do business with? Well, Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. All you have to do is go get six businesses in your area to sign up for Del Valle Silver's trade program that they have, and you'll be buying and selling with their silver tokens. It's not like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. Their rounds are extraordinarily, fairly priced. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there. Get started today. DelValleySilver.com.
So we started the show out by talking about the new subway searches that are going on in Washington, D.C., as they are going on in New York. And I thought it was Philly also where they're happening. The article here says they're happening in Boston. Maybe all three, maybe all four now are doing the random subway checks. And, of course, we also know that in Philly they're actually just stopping and frisking people on the streets. Over 250,000 people stopped and frisked last year, with thousands being arrested, of course, mostly for things like drug possession. They're not catching terrorists, because there really aren't, there's not any significant amount of terrorism happening here, so odds are against them actually catching any of those folks. But people with a bag of pot, yeah, those guys are going to get caught up in this. So we're seeing them happen, starting to spread from city to city, and it's just a matter of time now. If you live in a big city, you might as well just mark your calendar. At some point in the future, this is going to come to a city near you, and all they need is some excuse. They said that the reason for this was because somebody called in a bomb threat. As though that's the first time they've ever had a bomb threat at the Washington, D.C. subway.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they're going to do at the schools. Bomb threats happen in schools all the time.
Well, they already have the, a lot of schools have the metal detectors, and maybe they're going to bring the body scanners into the schools. That's certainly a realistic possibility. So there's that story, and then since we're talking about so-called security, remember, when it comes to the government, it's just security theater. There's more proof of that. Mark, you love to...
power of touch just got...
I don't think that spot should be running. Oh, that's me again. It's the damn autoplay things on the internet.
Yeah.
It's such bad web design.
I just got some free advertising on FTL.
Yeah. It's bad web design when you go to a web page and they start playing audio.
Yeah, anything that makes noise right away, I'm just like, I'm almost inclined to just immediately shut the page.
The bigger news places are going to it, though.
That's where this is, ABC News.
Yeah. It's
bad.
Common. It's common.
It's bad. Because, and you know why it's bad? If you've got, like, the computer speakers or whatever next to your computer, and you've got them cranked up for whatever reason, and you aren't expecting something to happen, all of a sudden you get blasted out. The audio just comes in, and you're surprised. You jump. It might hurt because it's so loud.
If you're at work, you get discovered that you're playing on the internet when you're not supposed to be.
One thing you don't want when you have a product, service, or website, is you don't want people to associate a bad feeling with it. Remember that the Homo sapien as it is today, it really isn't much different than that
shrieking monkey.
Yeah, the monkey on the plains, cracking open skulls of animals in order to
easily impressionable.
And when you've got this situation where a person has a bad feeling about your website when they go there, it's not good for your branding.
All right, we're going to tell you what the TSA has been up to here with some major failure numbers. Remember the red team? Mark's told us about them a million times on the show. We've got an update for you on exactly how successful the TSA has been at catching guns and stuff. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to continue here. As I mentioned, the TSA, they've been tested again. Now, we've been telling you for a long time on this program that the TSA has regularly failed to a significant extent. What's it, Mark? 60% at least failure rate?
Every story I've ever seen has been in excess of 70%. I made up the statistic 50% because I know they must have done better than that someplace. But, you know, that everything I see from their red team that we get to see on the as far as the statistics go is always a stunningly bad number, like 80%, 90%. It's incredibly bad. They miss, you know, just a tremendous amount of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
Well, here are some of the more, I guess these are some current numbers or, well, there's some from back in 07 and 06, but it's a good time to reassess exactly what they're up to. Last fall, this according to ABC News, as he'd done hundreds of times, Iranian-American businessman Fareed Seif passed through security at a Houston airport and boarded an international flight. He didn't realize he'd forgotten to remove the loaded snub-nosed baby Glock pistol from his computer bag. But TSA officers never noticed as his bag glided along the belt.
This is so bad. It's bad for 100 different reasons. So what was the guy's name again? Run it by me again.
Fareed Seif.
And where was he flying to?
He was going through security at a Houston airport and getting on an international flight.
Going to Iran?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
He's from Iran.
Okay. And he had a snub-nosed Glock that he had in his carry-on bag.
That is correct.
Awesome.
TSA officers never noticed as his bag glided along the belt and was x-rayed. When he got to his hotel after the three-hour flight, he was shocked to discover the gun traveled unnoticed from Houston. It's just impossible to miss it, you know? I mean, this is not a small gun.
Clearly it's not impossible.
How can you miss it? You cannot miss it, he said. But the TSA, I think I saw somewhere else that, I don't know if it was this story or not, but they missed like a 40 caliber pistol, which is, you know, that's not a tiny thing.
Oh no, that'll put a big hole in you.
Yeah. So, despite what most people believe about the painstaking effort to screen airline passengers and their luggage before they enter the terminal, it was not that unusual. Experts tell ABC News that every year since the September 11th terror attacks, federal agencies have conducted random covert red team tests where undercover agents try to see just how much they can get past the security checks at major U.S. airports. And while the Department of Homeland Security closely guards the results as classified, that's why we haven't heard updated numbers in the last few years. Because they don't want you to know. They've got them.
Because they're numbskulls.
Right.
It's the Keystone Cops.
Those that have leaked in media reports have been shocking. According to one report, undercover TSA agents testing security at a Newark airport terminal one day in 2006 found that TSA screeners failed to detect concealed bombs and guns 20 out of 22 times. 20 out
that's
of 20, 22.
That's not 20%. That's 20 out of 22 times they missed
that's
bombs
91%.
And guns. We're not talking about nail files and nail clippers here, people. We're talking about guns and
that's
bombs.
That's 95.
That's 91%.
Plus, yeah. 91%. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. 91% failure rate. How much are they getting paid? How much of our taxes are going toward all that?
Well, that's the solution, Dale. We just need to pay them more.
Whenever a program doesn't work, it's because we're not putting enough money into it.
A 2007 government audit leaked to USA Today revealed that an undercover agents were successfully slipping simulated explosives and bomb parts through Los Angeles' LAX airport 50 out of 70 attempts. In addition, at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, agents made 75 attempts and succeeded in getting through undetected 45 times. So, despite the results, there's no sign that the numbers have changed as the screeners have been tested year after year, according to the former Inspector General from the Department of Homeland Security. He said that those reports were classified, but it's sufficing to say that reports, both classified and unclassified, are concerning. Too often, guns and knives and fake explosives get through the checkpoint, and what is particularly concerning is that 9 times out of 10, the checkpoint is the most critical layer of aviation security. And he said that a combination of factors is likely to blame for the persistent failures on the part of the screeners. Low pay, poor training, and the monotony involved in watching bags that pass through the x-ray machines are a recipe for trouble. So he says that, to be fair to the screeners, it's very difficult work. After so
it
many
is absolutely very difficult work, but, you know, they're failing. There needs to be a new system. You cannot take a system where they miss. They're only successful 9% of the time, and you know, come up with a better way of implementing that system. The system itself stinks, and you need to get rid of it and try a different way.
That's not likely what they're going to do, however. Last month, TSA Chief John Pistole told ABC News that the poor performance during undercover tests helped convince him that airport screening needed to get that much tougher, and a desire to do better helped give rise to the controversial new regimen that includes enhanced pat-downs and backscatter machines that can see beneath a traveler's clothing. See, the solution isn't to have better training for their employees, or to do what we would suggest, which is to actually eliminate the government from the equation altogether and allow airlines to actually control their own security, thereby introducing competition and innovation into the world of airline security. No, the solution must come down from the bureaucrats at the top, the wise men with the political connections in industries, so they can give their buddies contracts, like the people that make the backscatter machines, and they can just arbitrarily begin some sort of new screening program, whether or not it'll actually be more efficient or in any way more successful is
doesn't really matter to them.
Is another question. And you're right, it doesn't really matter. What matters to them is being able to point to something. It's like when after the Hurricane Katrina debacle, as you may recall, there was back in 2005 when Mississippi and Louisiana were devastated, not by the natural disaster so much, but by the government bureaucrats in the Army Corps of Engineers who effed up and built a levee incorrectly. They, because all this damage was caused as a result of that, the federal government came in there and tried to help, but they actually ended up hurting people, and they ended up preventing people who wanted to help from coming in and actually helping, and it was just a whole debacle. We covered it to quite an extent back then. But afterwards, when the government was basically shown as being, numbskulls and screwing up and being responsible for hurting people, they made a big to-do about how they got rid of the head of the FEMA at that time. And, of course, they just replaced him with somebody else. Nothing has really changed. They like to do something that they can point to publicly and say, see, we're changing. We're your government, always looking out for you, trying to do the best we possibly can. Look, we're changing out this bureaucrat for another bureaucrat. Look, we're adding new machines to the security structure.
Didn't they do the same?
Don't you question anything. Everything's fine.
Didn't they do the same thing with the MMS after the oil spill? Didn't they fire the guy who was in charge there? And that's the Minerals Management Service from the federal government. I mean,
that's the playbook,
The ones that were doing bringing in the hookers and doing the coke with the guys out there on the...
I think it was crank, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, just crazy stuff. Just crazy.
Yeah, so that way they can just kind of make some sort of superficial change, and then the media will turn their attention away from that particular government agency, and everybody will just think everything's fine, because when they changed out the head bureaucrat, or in the case of the TSA, they've added a new machine to their repertoire, as though this is it, now the problem has been solved. But of course, they're not going to let you see what the results are of their tests, so you'll have no way of knowing whether or not the new backscatter machines are in any way, shape, or form more effective than their current
situation. The last thing they want you to know is how effective they are.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I've heard that the TSA opt-out guys, the folks over at WeWon'tFly.com, have another event coming up on the 23rd. Hasn't been a whole lot of buzz about that one, though, so maybe it's happening, maybe it's not. I presume it is. I'd love to hear more if you know about it. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there free. We've got a mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and access our quick links to the streams, the podcast, all there at m.freetalklive.com.
If you're on any medications and you're getting your medications at a local pharmacy, it's likely that you're paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Go to Discount Prescription Services. We'll get you your meds, and they'll get them to you at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them to you right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've been through the process purchasing there, and it's not some kind of hard sell. They're not giving you inferior products. Go check out meds.freetalklive.com and experience a day. It doesn't matter whether you're on Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Coming up here in a little bit, Mark, you're going to share what one Christian has to say about some of the other Christians out there. And how they give people, you know, in many ways, Christians a bad name, and the way that they kind of worship the state, right?
Yeah, that basically he's pointing out that many Christians have lost their Christianity and have turned to state worship.
I know a lot of Christians in New Hampshire that have that attitude about, have that very same attitude, that it's a kind of blasphemy, or not blasphemy, it's a kind of idolatry.
The worship, you know, of the state, yes.
Worshiping the state.
Standing up, pledging for allegiance.
Pledging to the flag. All, it's very worshipful, and that it really ought to be seen as a kind of idolatry.
So we'll get into that here in a little bit. But first to the phones and the fun, Jeremy is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, Burt, and Mark.
Well, I wanted to talk about pirate radio tonight, guys, because I'm thinking about pirating your station.
Well, pirate radio, while it sounds like a really cool term, is, yeah, it may invoke the wrong, I don't know, the wrong view, the wrong vision of what it is. I mean,
don't
you're not pirating.
Don't you want payment for me playing your show?
I don't want any money. No.
Oh, you don't?
No. We distribute our show for free.
If you don't want any money, can I have all of yours?
No. I don't mean like that. I still got to pay the bills.
No, but I'm serious, guys. We're setting up a station here in Sitka, AM. And I want to know how to get permission to, you know, like, carry your ship. But, you know,
well, that's a good question. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go off the line here because you got a bad phone, but we can answer that question here on the air. The way Free Talk Live distributes itself is in whatever way possible. So, for instance, we've got 84 wonderful FCC-licensed radio stations that are picking up the show, and generally the way they have to do it is sign an agreement with our network, the Genesis Communications Network, to that way we can officially list them as an affiliate on our list. Otherwise, we don't really know that they exist, and we can't count them unless they're officially on board. It would be, you know, it'd be fine if they were on board anyway, but we can't sell them to our advertisers. We can't promote them in any way, shape, or form. So they have to do it kind of the official way. But if you're just going to set up your own transmitter and you're looking for content, just take the show and put it on the air.
Don't you have a website specifically to guide people through that process?
That's right, I do, Dale. It's broadcast.lrn.fm. People can go there. In fact, I was on with Ernie Hancock this week on his show, Declare Your Independence, and we spent about 2 hours talking about not only how you can start your own radio station, but how you can start your own show and how you can begin, you know, creating content as well. But lrn.fm is my little internet network that we put shows like Ernie and Anti-War Radio and Free Talk Live, Mark Stevens from the No State Project, and some others. We put those shows on, and we've got a 24/7 live stream that people can, you know, they can tune into. They can listen as a listener, or they can do what Jeremy and his friends are doing and start their own radio station and use that as the programming. And if you want to add in your own local show, it's very easy to do. So I've added instructions and suggestions on the equipment that you might want to purchase, and different levels for budgets, because you can do it on the cheap for maybe several hundred dollars or a few hundred bucks, or you can do it for a few thousand dollars. You can really kind of pour as much money into this as you want. But then again, you always have to remember, if you're not doing it the legal route, then there's always a chance you'll lose all the equipment in some sort of an FCC raid. Although the FCC typically doesn't raid right out the gate. Usually, you can't say for certain that you won't get raided right out the gate, but most of the time, in most of the stories I've heard, they usually just send some agents to snoop around and poke around your property first and try to talk to you to try to ascertain who the operator is. They can figure out where you are pretty easily by triangulating your signal, and so they can generally discover the property from which the signal is originating, but they don't know if it's the landlord that's running the station, they don't know if it's the tenant, or if it's like a multifamily house. They don't know which tenant it is, and so they have to be able to ascertain that information before they could bring any kind of fine or some kind of criminal charge or raid a house, for instance. Typically, it's not to say they won't. There's one guy over at our forum over the BBS. There's a section dedicated to running your own radio station there. There's one guy who claims that he was raided just with no warning whatsoever.
Huh.
So that's why I say there is always that chance. But most of the time, they're going to leave a notice on your door. They're going to knock on your door. They're going to try to talk to you. There's no reason to talk to them. There is nothing you can gain from talking to these people. Same thing with the police. In general, unless you called them, it's very rare that you will in any way benefit from speaking to them, because they're usually speaking to you for the purposes of finding a reason to arrest you for something. And the same way, the FCC is speaking to you to find out if you're the operator of the radio station. Oh, this is your radio station? Well, we'd like to come in and inspect it. Oh, what's your name? Well, they're going to fill your name in on the notice that they're going to send.
The more in the dark you can keep them, the better.
Yeah,
and you do not have to open your door for anyone. There's no law that says you do.
Absolutely.
Whether it's them or the police or someone else, like you said. And if they have a warrant, they're going to bust the door down if they need to. And you know.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
You may hear them shouting they have a warrant, and then you might want to answer the door. And if you do that, step out and shut the door and talk to them. Make sure they have the warrant and stuff like that.
And bring out your video camera.
Several times had police come to my house, or the house where I was living at the time, and we didn't let them in. And I
went away.
Yeah, I remember one. Apparently, the officer was looking for an ex roommate who wasn't there. And they were shining lights in. And what I had heard was, well, if they saw the roommate they were looking for, then they could bust in. That's like probable cause, you know. If they're actually out looking for someone, they have an arrest warrant for that person, and they can see that person is inside that residence, they can break in and get them. But, like, they didn't see him. They were shining lights in. It was very rude. Mm-hmm. There was a cop at the front door and the back door. It was very unnerving. Like, what in the heck?
Absolutely.
We didn't know what they were there for. We were really wondering.
Yeah, I remember that night, y'all made a video of that, too.
Actually, I speculated it had something to do with silly stuff about the neighbor's dogs or something, because an animal control agent had come earlier, and we hadn't opened the door for him. So, you know, maybe he called.
But they went away and they didn't come back, right?
They went away and didn't come back. And at one point, even walked up to the door, looked right through the window, right into his eye, reached over and locked the door, and then walked up the stairs and ignored him. And yeah. So
it's a good idea to keep the door locked if the police are snooping about, because there's a chance they'll just try the door and walk right in. So
maybe. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think these guys seem to know that they shouldn't do that. Like, they were knocking, and so they knocked a couple times, and I think it was clear to them that when they saw that we were in there, there were several roommates home in the living room, so I think they knew that they shouldn't just walk in.
You know, I actually had an encounter with the FCC recently. There was a radio station on the air here in Keene, New Hampshire, without FCC permission, and was given notice that they were snooping around a neighborhood in which there may have been a transmitter located around there, and I showed up to kind of, you know, scope things out and see what's going on. And these guys were just kind of, basically, they were loitering in the neighborhood, walking around, looking suspicious, talking on a cell phone. And the operator had told me that they had come up and tried to ask questions at the front door. And the operator was not interested in answering those questions. And so the operator was aware of who the agents were and was pointed out to me. And then Sam and I went over and we had a little chat with them on camera. And I actually recorded that on Quick, and they were trying to be very intimidating, and like they turned away from our cameras, and so Sam had his camera out and I had my cell phone and I was Quicking it. So it's actually online over at the Free Keen. I think it's on the Free Keen Live YouTube channel. You can see it there, YouTube/Free Keen Live. And so I go around the other side, because the two guys turned away when Sam pointed his camera at them.
Because FCC agents must be undercover, right?
Yeah, I know. It's so one thing I've learned when
so
you're
I walked
dealing
around
with,
on the yeah. other side to get their faces on my camera, and then they walked up and got on my face and were trying to intimidate me, like, we've got a visual now, or something. They said something to that effect, like, we've got a visual ID. And I was like, oh, good for you.
You know what I've learned about dealing with agents like that and police and things is that, and this is difficult. It's something that takes practice. I mean, you have to encounter them a few times and be thinking about it each time. But if you just don't act freaked out, if you're just very calm, if you're not unnerved, which is their goal, then they get unnerved.
Yep.
Because they're like, something's not working. This is how I was trained to deal with people, and it's not working.
We're
What's
supposed
wrong?
To be intimidating you.
Yeah. If you're not intimidated, it freaks them out.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. So there's more information about that. You can go to broadcast.lrn.fm to learn more. Get over into the forum there, and there's a lot of detail. Very useful stuff. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.